From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Delegates from the California Democratic Party over the weekend made no endorsement in the U.S. Senate race, but State Senate Leader Kevin DeLeon finished far ahead of longtime incumbent Dianne Feinstein. KPBS reporter Andrew Bowen says at the convention in San Diego, it was a debate over California values.
Hello, Democrats. You're supposed to say hello, Dianne.
Senator Dianne Feinstein got a polite reception when she spoke to the party's labor caucus. She focused on her record, including the 1994 ban on assault rifles. She's renewing her push to bring that law back after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
But I'm asking you to help me now. Get guns off our streets. Will you do it? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Once it was Kevin DeLeon's turn, the mood in the room changed.
I would now like to bring up Senator DeLeon, who is also running for Senate.
DeLeon is branding himself the progressive alternative to Feinstein, who was first elected to the Senate in 1992. In an interview, he brought up Feinstein's 2002 vote for the Iraq War, something progressives see as a black mark on her record.
So the votes that are taken in Washington are consequential, because they're a reflection of the values of California. And I think that the values of California today are dramatically different than they were 25 years ago.
DeLeon is far behind Feinstein in fundraising and name recognition. But progressives in the party are hoping at the very least his challenge will push Feinstein further to the left. In San Diego, I'm Andrew Bowen.
It was a rocky weekend for California Democrats on the Me Too front. Tony Mendoza, who resigned his state Senate seat days earlier after an investigation found that he more likely than not harassed six women, sought the state party's endorsement to run for that same seat this year. But delegates in his district voted him down. Meanwhile, party officials tried to persuade Assemblywoman Christina Garcia to withdraw her endorsement request because she's under investigation for sexual misconduct. But she refused, and the pre-existing party rules required her endorsement to be approved. Party Chairman Eric Bauman acknowledged the elephant in the room, but said the party will work to address the issue. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.